Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Paul Traub is a senior business economist at the Detroit branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. 2 weeks ago, he addressed attendees at the Michigan Business Network International Business Program in East Lansing. Of many presentations by economists I have heard over the years, his was among the best. He took the time to explain in plain English what many economic indicators mean. He presented a large number of graphs, many of which show that the American economy has done well. But he balanced them with other charts and tables showing warning signs for the near future. He even explained how one chart of good economic news is derived in such a way that it did not accurately reflect what is happening in the real world. I found this especially important, as my experience is that a lot of reported financial data does not reflect reality. At the end of his presentation, Traub even cautioned that China has overdeveloped much of its infrastructure using U.S. imported equipment and materials. Because of this, without regard to any trade disputes between the two nations, he expects China to import fewer U.S. goods in the short to medium term. He was questioned about one omission in his presentation on how massive government unfunded liabilities for employee pensions, retiree health care benefits, Social Security, and Medicare will impact the economy. He admitted that this is a huge problem that was entirely foreseeable. He explained that people who were 40 years old 25 years ago would today start to collect Social Security, yet the funding had not been managed to be able to cover the promised benefits. While Traub did say he didn't want to advocate higher taxes as the answer, he did not propose any other alternative solution. His basic comment about unfunded government liabilities is that they are something that would be handled in the future after he retired. After enjoying most of his presentation, I found his discussion on this subject a disappointment. This crucial, looming financial crisis deserved far more coverage in his otherwise informative program. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.